God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, in Christ you have revealed your glory among the nations. Preserve the works of your mercy, that your church throughout the world may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped, to subdue nations before him and strip kings of their robes, to open doors before him, and the gates shall not be closed. I will go before you and level the mountains. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and riches hidden in secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by name. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel my chosen, I call you by name. I surname you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I arm you, though you do not know me, so that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make weal and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. the majesty and magnificence of his presence. Oh, the power and the splendor of his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord honor and power. Ascribe to the Lord the honor due his name. Bring offerings and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth tremble before you.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. Paul, Salvas Timothy, to the churches of Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, that he has chosen you, because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit, with full conviction. Just as you know what kind of person we proved to be among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Archaea. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Archaea, but in every place. Your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to speak about it. For the people of those regions report about us what kind of welcome we had among you, and how you returned to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath that is coming. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
The Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth, and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my Lord and my Redeemer.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to see Larry back. Welcome. We've missed you. Today's gospel reading involves Jesus in a question and answer session with the Pharisees. But their colleagues today are the Herodians rather than the elders as they were in the last couple Sundays. Before we discuss the ensuing power play between Jesus and the Pharisees, we need to understand that the Pharisees as a whole were good, religious people who were devoted to observing Torah. Devoted to observing Torah, all 613 of its commandments. In fact, they were so scrupulous about observing Torah that they were said to put a hedge around it by observing just a little bit more to be sure of pleasing God. They were religious folk who wanted to please God. Some commentators even suggest that Jesus may have been studying to be a Pharisee at one point. The Herodians, unlike the Pharisees, supported the Rome-endorsed Herod dynasty and accepted the Roman poll tax. They accepted this task as the price of living in and enjoying rights as a subject of the Roman Empire. So, we have the Pharisees who don't like the tax, the Herodians who do. The scene in the gospel begins with the Pharisees laying a trap for Jesus. The trap begins with excessive flattery. "Jesus, we know you are sincere, and you do not treat others with partiality, but you teach the way of God with authenticity." Gag. But Jesus saw right through the flattery to the evil intentions of their hearts. Jesus was not looking for self-aggrandizement. He wasn't on some ego trip. Furthermore, Jesus was aware of their malice, or another translation says their evil intent to tempt Jesus, to tempt him in the same manner as he was tempted in the desert. When the question was put before Jesus, is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? Jesus understood that the Herodians would say yes, and the Pharisees who smarted under Roman rule and excessive taxes would say no. So he wasn't going to win. One or the other of the parties were going to be offended. The tax itself was probably the head or poll tax required of every man, woman, and slave between the ages of 12 and 65. It amounted to a denarius, that is, a day's wages. Now, rather than answering directly, Jesus throws his own boomerang. Show me the coin used for such a tax. Now, absolutely no Pharisee worth his salt should have had such a coin. It would have been considered idolatrous. And even if it was a Herodian who brought forth the coin, the Pharisees would have been shamed in the process for selecting unworthy allies. Well, you know, somebody has it. Now Jesus asks his question, whose head is this and whose title? It was obvious that the image was that of Tiberius, who ruled between 14 and 37 AD. His title read, Tiberius Caesar Augustus, son of the divine Augustus, high priest. The Pharisees especially smarted at attributing divinity to a human being, to Augustus. Possession of this coin was considered idolatry. Jesus then gives his answer. Give then to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's. When Jesus tells both parties to give God the things that are God's, he is further shaming both of them by implying that they are now not doing this. They're not giving God the things that are God's. Jesus outwitted his adversaries, but did not really solve the problem. Instead, it defined the nature of the struggle and recognized the very real evil that was trying to lure Jesus into the political power struggle. The evil that was trying to lure Jesus into the political power struggle. I believe our leaders in the United States today have fallen into a dangerous and evil political power struggle, started now with regard to the messages of condolence. Imagine the messages of condolence given to grieving family members of fallen soldiers have become a political football. When these people so unabashedly criticize each other, even for words that should be compassionate and uplifting, they are not giving to God the things that are God's. They have trampled on holy ground. Honoring the dead, and especially the fallen, must remain a sacred obligation to all peoples of all religions. caring for widows and orphans is to do works of mercy. This is giving God the things that are God's. You know, the situation today has made me think so much. What are the things of God? What do we hold sacred? I think for each of us, we need to really contemplate this. How far will we go to trample on the sacred? The Old Testament prophets have asked for centuries, what is sacred? What does God expect of us? The prophet Micah said, what shall I bring when I come before the Lord, when I bow before the God on high? The Lord has shown you, O mortal, what is good and what is required, to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God, to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Isaiah's message is that we must continually seek the Lord, even among people of other nations and other religions. After all, the Lord used Cyrus of Persia to bring the exiled Israelites back from Babylon. In this season of stewardship, I believe we need to ask ourselves, what are the things of God? How are we each giving God the things that are God's? Do we walk justly as a nation and individuals in paying our taxes to Caesar, that is, to local, state, and federal entities? Do we show mercy? Do we show mercy not just to our own kind or color, not just in our neighborhood or in the United States and its territories, but even to people like the Rohingya Muslims who are fleeing to Bangladesh in the face of genocide? I was really touched by a news commentary that showed one of the doctors from UNICEF who was there with those babies and children starving in Bangladesh. Do we walk humbly before our God? Today's gospel raises more questions than it gives answers. Ascribe to the Lord the honor due his name. Bring offerings and come into his courts. Bow down to the Lord, majestic in holiness. Tremble in his presence, all the whole earth. Amen.
Will you please stand and profess your faith with me by reciting the Nicene Creed found on page 9 in your bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church, that we all may be one. Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you, that your name may be glorified by all people. We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments. We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world,
that there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake,
that our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on all those who suffer from any grief or trouble,
that they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest,
especially
Mary Carpenter. Let light perpetual shine upon them. We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others, especially on our prayer list. We pray for Margaret,
Jean,
Steve,
Nicole,
J.R.,
Blair,
John and Joan,
Paul,
Marie,
Chuck,
Jimmy,
Martha,
Renee,
Jaden,
Ryan,
Teddy,
Richard,
Karen,
Regina,
Irene,
Larry and Sally,
June,
Michael,
Joe,
Laura,
Baylor,
Shay,
Ed,
Doug,
Cecilia,
Ed,
Alberta,
Tom,
Angela,
Tony,
Jane,
Charles,
Tony,
Zach,
Cliff,
Betsy,
Pat,
Charlie,
Michael,
Clara,
Gary,
Georgina,
Nancy,
Judy,
Joycey,
Bernard,
Russ,
Ray,
Jerry,
Sarah,
Liza
and Billy,
Janice,
Bill,
Polly,
Martha,
Judy.
Are there any other petitions? For Chris, Destin, Courtney. We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially David Pennybaker, Christina Campbell Newell, Pam Raby, Benjamin Marston, Jeannie Cox, and Megan Jones. We give thanks for those celebrating an anniversary this week, especially Marcy and Steele Jones.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart.
We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself to us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, for by water and the Holy Spirit, you have made us a new people in Jesus Christ our Lord to show forth your glory in all the world. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. And gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace and at the last day bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
God, for the people of God.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you today and remain with you forever. Amen. Amen. Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.